Eamon, it's that time of year again. It's maybe a bit later than normal, but normal that we've been talking about club football, but we're talking about it in a lot of counties this weather. Tell me, your club championship got underway last night. Lavey, last year's finalist, too strong for Greenlaw?
Yeah, Greenlaw fielded without Enda Lynn, and but they had Niall Loughlin, who played for the county for a couple of years before he went to Australia. He was just home from Australia, so really he was their only threat. Lavey were quite impressive without being very good. There's two young Downey, I think Seamus' son, Shea Downey and Oren Downey, impressed me. Oren particularly is a small sort of playmaker, Mark Bradley type player at centre half forward, was very good. And then you know, obviously Keelan the boys, 6'4", 6'5", very strong in the full forward line. So Lavey got the final last year unexpectedly, but they're moving forward. They're going to be strong going forward. So whether they'll be good enough to win it this year, I'm not sure, but they'll definitely give it a rattle, Tom.
Well, they're over the first hurdle anyway.
Yeah. So no, Greenlaw without Enderlin just weren't strong enough at all.
Yeah. And well, today, of course, action getting underway this afternoon as we speak. Newridge taking on Slochneil. Slochneil still the top dogs, won the league.
Slochneil won the league in the last match of the season. Glenn Maharal had been leading the league right up to the final match. It was a great turnout down to Slochneil. Now, you know, the week previous to that, Slochneil were lucky to beat my own team, Ballinasheen, and I sort of thought, oh, they're definitely not as strong, but it's fair laid down a marker that night in Slochneil. They were superb. They beat Glenn, the lead leaders, by 18 points. So they looked really good that night. Now, no, it suited them. They were at home on the tight pitch or whatever, you know. But they look to be, wouldn't say back to their best, but they certainly laid down a market that they're definitely championship favourites, Tom. So, like Newbridge, under Paddy Bradley, Martin Boyd finished second in the league to Claudy and the division below that. So, you know, realistically, they're not expecting to win that. I'm sure they'll give a good show of themselves. But no, Slochneil will come through that one with 6-7 points to spare, Tom, would have thought.
And the second game this afternoon is Ballinderry taking on Dungiven and Glen. Dungiven relegated, disappointing league season.
Absolutely, you know, all the times I was involved in football, you never imagined that Dungiven being anything in the top flight. But that's the reality of it. You know, they're just not as strong as they were. Ballinderry's not as strong as they were either. You know, they won 7 championships in 13 years, going back from 2001. So. Now, Ballinderry, I would expect to win that. You know, Ryan Bell is their main player at the minute. You know, Sucky Bell, he's been an outstanding forward this season and played well for Derry as well. And at times, you know, I believe they've got Daniel McInnes back from America, which could be an asset to them. But so they're sort of in transition phase. But they're still up there, you know, maybe in top 4 or 5 in the county. So expect Ballinderry to come through that one, Tom.
Any chance of Dungiven getting over their league blues and going on a bit of a run? Or is it more serious than that?
No, I can't see it, Tom. You know, Dungiven's going to have to rebuild. Yes, they have some good young players. But no, I think, you know, that division below might suit them next year. No, I can't see them. I can't see them giving Ballinderry, threatening Ballinderry, to be honest.
Yeah, and I suppose the game of the day is the last game tonight. It's Maharafelt taking on Coleraine in Owen Beg.
Yeah, Coleraine won the championship last year. Absolute credit to them. The second championship won. You know, they have a very small pool of players. Obviously, they've got the 5 McGoldrick brothers, their cousin Niall Holly. You know, they've got the Lee brothers. So, you know, the Mullen brothers. Very small pool of players. So, they've done really well. Now, a lot of those guys are, you know, their average age must be 30, 31 at this stage. So, aging team, but still really good when they get in front and keeping possession and holding the ball. Maharafelt haven't had as good a season under Adrian Cush. You know, they lost Michael McAvoy to a cruciate injury. You know, but they still have good, you know, the Heavern brothers, Danny Heavern and Shane Heavern, very good players. Emmett McGuckin, who signed for actually Coleraine soccer team and scored a couple of goals, scored one against Linfield there 2 weeks ago. So expect him to feature, but I'm not sure what way it works for the soccer involvement. But, you know, we expect a sort of like possession cagey type game, bodies behind the ball. That's the way Adrian's been playing it with Maharafelt, defensive system. Coleraine always, you know, we're always good that way, but probably expect Coleraine to come through that one, Tom.
And then we move on tomorrow, and we have three games. The first of those are Glenullin against Watra in Ballaghy.
Yeah, well, you know, Dunlough's plight has, I suppose, been well documented there. They nearly get, you know, had to go to the last game to avoid relegation to third tier, to really junior football. So, you know, their stars waned, you know, since their championship won in 2007. Owen Bradley, you know, still the big name there. But Swat are the up-and-coming team, and I suppose they got Enda McGinley on as manager. You know, some great talent there, you know. And again, you're going to families there. The four Kearney brothers are excellent players. The McWilliams brothers, you know, Sean Francis Quinn. So they're sort of outside bet for the championship squad. They finished, I think, third in the league. And, you know, going forward, I expect Swatter to win a championship at some stage with that group of players if they can keep them together and manage them well. So expect Swatter to win that one comfortably, Tom.
And then there's a double header tomorrow evening in Owen Beg, starting with Kilrea and your own club, Ballinas Green.
Yeah, so, you know, we didn't have as good a league maybe campaign as we hoped for. Ballinas Green finished down there, I think maybe third or fourth from bottom. But recently there's been a couple of encouraging performances. You know, did well against Slaneel, got beat by a point. Ballinderry, we had a poor first half, but did really well in the second half. So again, you're sort of hoping for a victory there. Tom Carrace, lost a lot of players, a few players to emigration, went to Australia and Canada and stuff, and they're mixing the Keith brothers, the old brigade, with some very young players. So I think they finished third or fourth in their in the second tier, which will keep them in senior championship next year. But you know, with Benny Hearn and co, expect Ballinscreen to win that one, Tom.
And before we go to Glen and Loup, we missed out on one game. All right, it's not your fault, Eamon. Banagher and Ballaghy tomorrow evening in Owen Beg, the first of the two games tomorrow, or this evening rather, in Owen Beg.
Yeah, Banagher got relegated, Tom, had a really, really bad season. You know, things went wrong. Enda Muldoon was in charge there with Honda Mullen, and things didn't go well. And it was always going to be difficult because they come up, they had a really good season last year, getting promoted to win the championship. So, things didn't start well, and then things broke down. There's been a couple of changes in management there, it hasn't been good for them. So I don't expect them to beat Bligh. Bligh have been, up and coming. Joe Cassidy's a very good manager. They've got, you know, some really good players. Declan Cassidy there, young Lorcan Spears impressed me. You know, they still have got Peter Cassidy there. Damien Sun is playing well for them. Owen Brown's still one of the best forwards in there, in my opinion. So Ballaghy's up and coming. They're not the force they once were, but I expect Ballaghy to beat Banagher, Tom.
Yep. Yeah, and then back to the, probably the game of the weekend. It's the final game tomorrow evening. Glen taking on Loup in Owen Beg.
Aye, so Glen were leading the league the whole way. They were going for the first league title since 1987, and they lost it at last. So that'll be a bit of a damaging to morale, to be honest. But no, they've some great talent there, you know, Kieran McFall and Emmett Bradley and Danny Tallon and the likes, you know. But Loup's always a gritty team in the championship, you know. They always seem to be up their performance. Terence O'Brien is an excellent player to watch. His midfield there from, he's come back into good form. Really, he's a county standard player. So it'll be a tight game, but to be honest, unless they've suffered badly in confidence from that defeat to Slaneel, expect Glen to win it, Tom. The wide open space at Owen Beg suits them.